Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up with the milkshake?
Yeah.
Were you confused, too, when you heard the question? Hey, Razor, if the Bruins were a milkshake, what kind of flavors would be in it?
No, no, you're adding it and you're changing my voice.
Actually, I made it
like
make
that.
More sense.
How did you make it
It was
make
the dumbest
sense?
Question I've ever heard.
I'm not saying it was one of my best. Wait, by
if
any
the Bruins are a milkshake?
Can we re-rack it? I don't want to misrepresent the stupidity of the question.
No, no, hold on for that. Hold on, because I'm going to ask him the same question, but I'm going to change Bruins for Red Sox.
We're going to reuse the stupid question.
I'm going to reuse it.
Oh,
okay,
my
so we
God.
Have four different people, total of four different people on the show. All right, eventually I'm going to land it.
I don't
even know how to compare the Red Sox to a milkshake.
Well, warm, they're not. It's not flavorless. Tasty.
No.
It's not
enjoyable.
They forgot
the milk and the sugar.
They forgot all the major ingredients.
Yeah.
I would say this.
There's nothing tasty about
water.
It.
It's like there's little light. I would say there's not much ice cream.
Okay.
No, it's a lot of milk, which Ooh. Makes it very thin.
Oh.
And
he's doing it. He's a professional.
And you can't,
he's
you
better
can't,
than me.
It's like you can't afford this. You need more ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay. You need more ice cream to kind of liven it up. You need more ice cream because that's like the essence.
Yeah.
Of the milkshake. And if you don't have ice cream and it's nothing but milk, then you're thin. And when a little bit, if you just have some good ice cream, just a little bit of good ice cream.
Yeah.
And it starts melting. Or maybe it melts within the first 8 days. All you're left with is milk.
Yeah.
And it's like skim. And you know, so it's just thin. It's a thin shake.
You
My
know,
chair's
you
short.
Know, you know who I think is back?
Angry Lou.
I'll say this.
Oh, here he comes. Okay. Sit back. No, relax. Mic's no. off. Go ahead.
No, because this is where it starts. Here's the thing.
I knew he came in thing. With an edge.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know if you saw my tweet or not. Hey, if you can't drive in the rain, stay home. Like, just stay home. I mean, it's water. You're in a car. You got windshield wipers. You wipe it clean. You can see where you're going. There's no need for you to be going 65 down Route 3 and slam on your brakes with nobody in front of you because it's freaking water. It's just water. If you're scared, don't drive on the left lane. Don't drive in the right lane. Because as you know, sometimes water builds up. And it splashes up in your windshield. And you slam on your brakes. Drive in the middle lane. If you don't know what you're doing in rain, stay home.
Oh, my God.
Drive in the middle lane. The road slants a little bit. There's stuff on the sides. God, like, I know every day in the rain I drive. And it's like, am I the only one?
Nope.
Am I the only one?
No, it's a problem. And you would think here in New England, with as much bad weather, as much practice as you would get with bad weather, you would be better at it.
That's
overall.
All. It's not 12 inches of snow.
Yeah.
There's not 12 inches of snow. Yeah. I feel like I'm redirecting.
Yeah, this is
that's
really
okay.
about
okay.
Six runs in the 10th.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, what time did you get home last night? Because Raycroft wanted us to know that he got home late
oh, yeah,
and still
yeah.
came
Let's
in.
Compare
I don't
it.
Know. 11:30. Yeah, it yeah. was a long
How
night.
How rough was your
I,
night?
It was a long night. I sat down. And I couldn't sleep. I was
you
sitting
drank
with my,
a little.
I got a little buddy, my buddy J-Mo. I sat down with him. He was chilly. He was on a couple ice cubes.
How do you? Is that, how you decompress?
What? Yeah.
Is that how you, honest to God, because like I was teasing you last week about corporate Lou, and I feel like the real Lou is back.
Well,
because I feel like there's some issues that you just can't cover up and you just can't ignore with this Red Sox team. And it's happening like in real time.
You're really good with the stages, right?
Yeah,
no, we're always talking about the stages.
The yeah. five what, stages of grief.
Which stage is acceptance?
Okay, so I'll read them to you. Okay. The first stage is denial.
Okay.
Okay.
Been
then
there.
Anger.
Oh, I heard denial Lou this spring. Yeah. He was selling
oh,
me
okay.
on some stuff.
Anger. Yeah. Have you been through anger?
Yeah.
I think we just saw it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Bargaining. Depression.
Yeah. No,
so,
not yet.
The last stage of the five stages of grief, Andy Hart, is
acceptance.
Acceptance.
Yeah, I'm in acceptance. And isn't there like ask for forgiveness too? Isn't that
That
like
may
a,
be the seventh stage.
Like,
I just want
five. End, don't you have to go around and for,
yeah.
you know, ask
that
for
may
acceptance
be a different model.
Or forgiveness from people?
So who would be the one asking for forgiveness?
Well, me. Because, you know.
To who?
And I'll
yeah,
say this.
Who
because,
are you apologizing to?
I'll say this. I did say that I think they could be a pretty good team.
You no longer believe that?
Well, no, because there came with a caveat, and that was you have to avoid injury. They're just too thin. You can't lose a guy that holds the entire defense together. You know, you can't lose the two guys that you kind of were counting on to kind of give you innings. You can't lose your best player at third base, and you've pretty much lost him since opening day with injury. You know, probably go on the IL, and it's probably the right move. You're too thin to take a guy out or two. Two guys from your lineup, one guy that holds your defense together, and two guys in a rotation that you were counting on. You're just too thin. And, you know, it's just sort of starting. So you're in the acceptance phase where you're like, this is where you're at. You have to be patient. You know, I mean, you guys don't have to be. Fans don't have to be. But staffs do because it's, I got a kid out here playing short or playing second or playing third base that I just, or center fielder that offensively I got to be patient with. And it's the acceptance of where you're at. Like, it's the process. Like, you know, am I going to shred David Hamilton because, he's been struggling at shortstop? He shouldn't be there. You know, Story should be there, but this is where you're stuck at.
But isn't that...
And you just hopefully can get comfortable and slow the game down.
But don't you realize in professional sports, like, if you're thin to start, you're porked, basically.
Yeah.
Because you're going to, but every sport, you're going to face injuries, like, you're going to face... So you're building a house of cards. That one little...
Yes.
And the whole damn thing comes down.
And I think most people knew that. It's just that when you went to this camp and you saw guys healthy.
Yeah, but I had Jake Peavy telling me this is the greatest clubhouse I've ever been in and the vibe in there. And it's
who said that?
Isn't it Jake Peavy?
Oh.
MLB analyst when he went in there
MLB
for two
Network
days,
is,
MLB
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
it was good vibes.
But to me, that was where the problem started to come. Everybody had accepted that this was a thin baseball team with a lot of limitations, correct?
Can't afford to get hurt, especially in the first eight games.
Especially when it's your... Whatever you think of Trevor Story, he's one of your top handful of players.
He holds the whole defense together.
And you have
the
best player.
I mean, the whole defense together.
Your best pitcher, maybe, or your surest veteran, whatever the hell you want to call Pivetta.
Yeah.
Like a lot of teams, that's...
And the only guy you spent money on is Giolito.
Right. And a lot of teams, if you take away two of their best hitters, infielders, whatever you want to say, and two of their best pitchers, they're porked, right?
Yes.
Most Major League Baseball teams. So I think there is some understanding to it.
My seat's low.
But
I don't like my seat.
Your seat right now?
Yeah,
yeah, a lot of people are mentioning how low your seat is.
Andy, I'm sorry.
Can we get Lou a booster seat?
No, go ahead.
His feet are dangling.
I'm a little flustered.
Flip the lever.
No,
I like it, so keep going.
No,
I want you to flow flustered.
No, you're right.
Flow flustered. Why do I not hold it against a major league shortstop?
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if Tom Brady tried to play wide receiver, would you say he sucks at wide receiver?
Well, but he's on the field playing...
Yeah, sure. Well,
and I hear all these people telling
he's
me
he's got to go play wide
receiver.
It's
a young team with versatility, and we can move people around, and we have this, and we have that.
You got
that.
A lot of versatility, but when you move guys around versatility, you start moving guys from position to position. Guess what? You're not really good defensively at any of them because you don't play there enough. You don't get comfortable enough.
But how did he miss second base?
That's just a mental lapse. There's nothing you can do, and it's the worst thing. And because earlier in the game, he got away with it. You know, they challenged it, so it's in the back of his head, like. I just got reminded that I need to. Like, me, back when I played, I could do what he did. And we're bang, we're turning two. But once instant replay came in, it was like right away, middle infielders, hey, I got to have the foot in the bag. You can't do old school stuff anymore. And for people that used to do it, it was a tough transition. But the young kids that have come up with the rules, you got to know you got to get the first one. You have to touch the bag. It was just, and you know, before that, too, I was like, Hamilton's having a nice game. You know, he slowed the game down. He got a knock.
Yeah,
he got a stolen
base.
There were
some good defensive plays.
He made a play or two in the field. And I'm like, okay, slow it down, get comfortable. And then that play happened. But the innings 1 through 5, 1 through 6 are different than 7 through 9 in the big leagues. I don't care if it's the playoffs, April, June, July, August. Innings 7 through 9, you tighten up a little bit. And that lack of experience can come out. And that's what it is. It's a lack of experience. Kids out there working, it's just he's not settled.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
let me ask you a question that is overly simplified. I admit it.
Simplify the hell out of it.
But
for
like 3 years, yeah. I feel like the Boston Red Sox, which are a team, they're also an organization that has layers to it, right? You got a Portland, you got a Worcester, you got layers. You're supposed to have some layers of, they couldn't find a first baseman for a full year.
Two.
Second baseman didn't have.
Nope.
Now shortstop they don't have.
Nope.
How does that happen to the Boston Red Sox organization?
It's a great question, Andy. It really is.
You want? Would you like to leave too? Will you want to go hand out cookies with Razor?
I thought we were going to get cookies.
It's a great question. Getting pizza today because it is Coop's last day. So
can we
we're
get Buffalo chicken?
Pizza? No, we're just. How about
hot honey?
Adding on
hot honey.
Ooh,
listen,
like
you guys sound like my kids. Hot honey pizza?
I've heard hot honey,
good.
Daddy.
Is that good?
Hot honey's great.
Oh, I've never tried it.
Oh, it's awesome.
Hot honey? Oh my god.
Yeah, it's the best.
Can we get one of those?
I'll look into it.
Hot honey pepperoni.
I'll look into Andrew.
Thanks, Christian.
You want to answer his question?
Yeah, it's a great question.
Or are you stalling?
This is where, you know, okay, so like you take a 2018 team, right? You're coming in the offseason, your rotation's loaded, your lineup is loaded, and everything else. It's really hard to sign minor league free agents, you know, because if let's say I'm a minor league free agent, I'm a pitcher, and I'm sitting there going, where am I going to crack? You got Sale, you got Price, you got Erod, you got all these guys. So I can't get in it. Why would I sign with you? There's no opportunity there. Your infield's loaded, your outfield's loaded. This team here, this offseason, when you looked around the team, it was so thin in the rotation. And like the second to last day of camp, you brought in Chase Anderson. Like the only veteran, like you should have had minor league free agents jumping at the opportunity to playing for you.
Right.
Because there could be a lot of opportunity. I don't know if you knew it or not, but they had a lot of question marks in the rotation. You know, you should have had like a defensive first shortstop should have been like, I'm with you. You know, Story, I don't know, he's been injured the last couple of years. You know, his agent's like, hey, this is a good spot for you. You could have an opportunity. Guy gets banged up, who knows? You know what I mean? Like, a right-handed bat, corner infielder, you know? And it's like, you should have signed there because, you know, they got two lefties, and hey, there's an injury away. You could be that guy. Right now they got Dahlbeck on the roster. There could be an opportunity for you. And there was none of that. You know, that's where, like, the lack of depth. And listen, it's challenged early on. You know, Romy Gonzalez. Like, he's probably maybe one of those guys they brought in. He goes out and actually looks really good day one. And then I see him next day in a splint in the locker room.